Radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. It's certainly a privilege to come before you this morning. We desire your prayers that you pray for us as we try to bring the Word of God to you today. We've got some great songs picked out for you. We'll have a word of prayer in just a moment. And remember all of those that have asked an interest, in your prayers. And we'll try to remember those that have asked an interest in our prayers this week. We thank the Lord that He has been so good to us and so merciful. We don't deserve anything that He has done for us, but because of His love and mercy, we're here this morning. So we desire your prayers. I want to go to the Lord in a word of prayer. First of all, let me announce when our service times are. We're located on Hyde Mill Road, 4014 Hyde Mill Road off of Old Canadian Highway. We're every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, and Wednesday night service at 7, and first, third, and fifth Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. I often have a lot of people ask when we have service, so I wanted to get that out there this morning. So we desire that you pray for the services this morning. Pray for all the other church services in our surrounding area that will be having service today. I know that they would desire your prayers. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Our kind and our gracious and our loving Heavenly Father, God, you've been so good to us. Lord, we don't deserve anything, God, today that you've done for us, God, but we're so thankful, God, that you have blessed us. Lord, we ask that you bless our service this morning, God, in our community, God, and all the other churches around. God, I pray, Lord, you bless you. Preachers as they preach the Word of God this morning. God, and most of all, we pray, Lord, for lost souls, that if there's, Lord, anyone in any service, God, and even here on the program this morning that might be listening that's lost and undone without you, God, I pray, Lord, today would be that wonderful day of salvation for them, God, this morning. Go with us now, undergird us and lead us, guide us, revelate our minds and hearts into your blessed holy word, God, that we might say and do that would be pleasing, God, unto you. Go with us now. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Want to go ahead and play our first song for you of the morning. We want to start out with the Inspirations. So listen as the Inspirations sing for us. Thank you, Lord. May God bless the singing.
For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Thank you, Lord. For the river that flows, the rain and the snow, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For my whole family, for the joy my children bring, for shoes on our feet, plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord. For the church where I worship and pray, for for the freedom I have today. For your spirit I feel, presence so real. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on a cross at Calvary, for taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul.
Good song by the Inspiration this morning. Got another great song picked out to close out the program by the Isaacs, and we'll play that for you at the end of the program. So turn with us to Luke chapter number 16, and we want to read a few verses in your hearing, and we'll elaborate on that just a little bit and pray that God will give us the words that we need to speak to each and every one of you this morning. I got this scripture on our heart some time back. It's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. So we're just going to pick up and, verse number 19, 16, chapter book of Luke, and read probably the remainder part of that chapter, and you pray for us that God will revelate our minds. It reads like this: There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There's so many people, let me stop right there. There's so many people that I guess you could say that about today. They have seemed like everything that they could desire in this world, and they're living it up, thinking that they'll got everything that they could ever need, but they don't have Christ in their life. And so let me continue to read. And verse number 20, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to feed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send me to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And this is very familiar scripture this morning, and it talks about the rich man and Lazarus. And I want to point out, first of all, here, let me say this, and I believe the Bible bears this out, that just because a person is poor, that doesn't get him into heaven this morning. Just because he's a beggar and don't have anywhere to lay his head, that is not a ticket into heaven. You must be born again. Salvation is the only way that men, women, boys, and girls will enter into heaven. The poor, it doesn't matter if you're poor or you're rich, if you've got Christ in your life, you've been saved and washed in the blood and Lamb of Jesus, then heaven will surely be your eternal home. Just because the rich man was rich, and the Bible said that he was rich, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, that is not what sent him to hell. Just because he was rich and had everything that he could desire in this world, that's not what sent him to hell. So it doesn't matter. Let me say again, it doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. You've got to have Christ in your heart this morning. Because of his unbelief, that is why he died. And when he died, he lifted up his eyes in hell. That's he didn't have the blood applied to his heart and soul. And that's the difference today. And I want to tell you today, I thought about this. Poor beggar didn't have much comfort here in the course of his life. He was lame, and he was full of sores, and he was, I guess, down upon his luck. And now I don't know how sickly this man was. I guess he could walk, but I guess when you get sick enough, then you just don't really feel like doing a whole lot. But I thought about this beggar here, that he begged from just crumbs from the rich man's table, and he was rejected. And I thought about everything that he went through. The Bible said it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted his eyes, and being in torment, he saw Abraham afar off. The Bible said here in verse 23, and Lazarus in his bosom. And as he saw this, the Bible said he cried out unto Father Abraham, and he said, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he might dip his tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Hey, there was no relief for Lazarus there. Abraham, it was too late. If I could emphasize that enough this morning, I wish I could emphasize that hey, when you lift your eyes in hell, it'd be too late. You can't go any more beyond that point. You can't do anything else to change where you're at. And Abraham told Lazarus, he said, son, remember when thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, likewise Lazarus, evil things. Or he was talking to the rich man here, excuse me. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Here the rich man had, you know, I don't know how old each individual was here. It really doesn't matter. But when death found them just like they were here, that's how judgment found them. And there was no turning back for the rich man. And he began to beg and plead with Father Abraham that he would send Lazarus back unto him that he might witness unto them, and he basically told him it was too late. So I appreciate this scripture here and the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And if I could just tell the entire world how that time is running out. We're getting close to the end of the way this morning. There's, I believe, and I've heard this all my life, I've heard the old preachers of old say we're living in the Saturday evening of time, and certainly we're getting close. We're closer today than we have ever been. We're closer today than obviously we were yesterday. Time is drawing quickly to a close. And if I, my heart goes out to each and every one that don't know Christ on the terms of the gospel, I wish and I hope and pray that I can do enough, that you can do enough, that we can get the word of God out, and people might see how important it is to give their heart unto God this morning. And let me tell you, the Bible plainly tells us that it profits a man nothing if he gains the entire world and loses his own soul. Hey, this rich man, I don't know how rich he was, but I'm persuaded to believe that he had money to buy just about anything that he probably could buy, but and probably didn't think twice about it. But hey, he didn't have salvation, and when death came, it didn't look at his checkbook or how much money that he had saved up. Death is not going to be a respecter of persons today. However, you are, when death comes, that's how you'll stand before an almighty God in the judgment. You'll be judged like the rich man. You'll be judged like that. You'll be judged like so many others that have gone on before us. Each and every man, every person, every man, woman, boy, girl that's breathed the breath of life in this body will stand before an almighty God And let me tell you, you better not die with a hope that you might get to heaven, or you think you might get to heaven, but you better know without a shadow of a doubt that heaven will be your home this morning. You, however death finds you, that's how you'll stand before an almighty God. The Bible tells us in another place, there'll be them that'll stand before God that'll say, I've cast out devils in thy name. I've done this. I've done that. There'll be them that'll stand before him and say, hey, I taught Sunday school for you. I preached for you, or whatever it might be. Let me tell you, if you're not saved, God can't use a dirty vessel. God can't use you if you're not saved. So there'll be people from all walks of life that'll stand before God and claim they've done all this work, and they can't tell you the time that the Lord saved them. They don't have a Bethel to go back to, a place in their life, in their heart and their soul that they met Jesus Christ. Hey, you better know, you better have a place that you can call your own, where you can say, this right here is where the Lord saved me. And I realize that I don't know the exact time of day. I don't know the clothes that I wore. I don't remember some of those details, but I know that I know that I know that I'm saved this morning. And that's what makes a difference. There's been so many times where along the way, and even this morning, as Satan began to try to hinder the message of being brought, I had to take him back to Bethel where I was saved and say, hey, you can't get me. You can't touch me, oh Satan. I'm saved. I'm in the hands of God. I'm in the hands of the Lord today. And if the devil can discourage you, if the devil can make you doubt, the devil make you doubt your salvation, then he's done his job. There might be someone under the sound of our voice that don't know for sure if you're saved or not. Right now, this very moment, you just bow right where you're at, and if you're not sure if you're saved or not, then get upon your knees, cry out to the Lord, and he'll let you know. He'll bring back to remembrance the place you were saved at. If you've never been saved, then he'll save you right now. All you got to do is come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and say, God, Lord, please save me today. I'm lost and I'm undone without you, and I'm on my way to hell. I can't tell you everything to say, but what I'm trying to say, those are the types of things that you need to think about when you begin to pray and just talk to God from the depths of your heart and what's upon your heart this morning, that he might save you, or he might bring back to remembrance that time that he saved you. You might have gotten so far away from him, you might have drifted away from him, that the devil's got your mind clouded up today, but God can give you deliverance today. I love you this morning, and the church loves you. God loves you this morning more than all the love put together in the world. You know how much God loved you. He gave his only begotten son for you, for each and every other person that would believe in him. He gave his son for our sins, that we might have life and have life more abundantly. He gave his Jesus laid down his life for the rich, for the poor, from all persons from all walks of life, all ages, and it doesn't matter this morning where you come from, but it does matter where you headed this morning. And I hope you can say without any doubt that heaven is your destination. That's where you're headed. If the death angel comes today before the sunset of another day, I trust that you've got a place and you've got that relationship with God that you can say, hey, this is where the Lord saved me at. I appreciate your prayers this morning, and seem like we've struggled a little bit today, and God knows our heart. I never want to say or do anything that would stir anyone in the wrong direction, but I want to be faithful to bring you the Word of God, and I've tried to do that the very best that I could this morning. I want to play this song to close us out. Again, let me invite you once again to be with us there at Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville. We love you. So listen as the Isaacs close us out with a beautiful song, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to
this life with its great mysteries. Surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will at last to my friend.
I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed
here.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.